The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason Baker, happy Sunday fun day to you, my friend. What's happening?
I brought the boss today.
You brought the boss with you. I see that.
Yeah.
Does that mean we have to behave?
No.
Oh.
She's not used to me, but my wife, Sarah, is here, and she is not used to
say,
me ever.
Say hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
This is the one we talk about so much on the air.
That's right. We when they say opposites attract, there's never been a better example of that. That's for sure. She's quiet and smart. I'm loud and dumb.
Well, good. At least we got some brain cells in the building
that's
today.
Right.
We got.
She came in to check on me.
Right.
Just to make sure it happens. Yeah. That's right. We're losing listeners, and she's like, we got to figure out why. It's usually what you say. Yeah. Oh, good, man. No, everything is, this market is changing faster than fast can be. Virtually updating my sellers every 3 or 4 business days versus every month, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just go over, and I know we talk about updates a lot, but in a changing market, like education is everything. You know? So we're just going to do that. But just to go over a quick recap. So, when we first started this, in February, right?
Yeah.
And thank you for that reminder, because it's kind of like our marriage. It seems like a really long time for Sarah.
We first started this back in the day.
not so long for me. But in Missoula, Missoula County, we have 232 homes for sale.
Wow.
Now, that's approaching pre-COVID numbers, which were around 300.
That high pre-COVID?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to be – now, I pulled this yesterday, and it was 210, and today it's 232. What's it
going
to be tomorrow?
Going.
Well, what's happening is – because, and we're going to go over like some benefits of this changing market, both for sellers and for buyers. People say, well, how could there be a benefit? Well, that's how I look at everything in life is how can we make, you know, something that might not be so good into something that's really good. Now, that all being said, it's really funny. So 232 homes for sale. Now, what we have to look at is what does that actually mean? For people that are out there trying to transact in today's business, it means that in one of the things I was going to go over, like a positive aspect. So many people have been putting off selling their house because they couldn't find something, right? Now they're going to be able to go out there and find something. We were talking before the show how you're starting to see a lot of stuff pop up in Stevi, and the one on River Road and whatever else, you know. But it's one of those things where they're going to be able to find something. Listen to this stat. The average or the mean price reduction in Missoula County is just under $50,000. In Ravalli County, $52,500. And in Ravalli County, there's 207 houses for sales, residential homes for sale. Okay, I'm talking about residential,
and
not commercial.
That's up from last week.
That's way up. So last month we were looking at these things. They were around 90. The month before that, they were around 61. You know, 90 and 60. And in Ravalli County is so close to with a third of the population of the numbers in Missoula.
Yeah.
So you know, there's definitely some. Possibilities down there for people. And typically when you go down, and the prices are almost identical, but you typically get, you know, the average lot that's sold down the Bitterroot is a little bit larger than Missoula. So you might be getting a little more bang for your buck.
Yeah, a little more dirt.
Yeah, a little more dirt, which is not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Especially if you don't like your neighbor.
Yeah. My dad always says, buy dirt because God's not making any more of it.
That's right. Yeah, there's a country song, buy dirt. Yeah, hear it when I'm out my tractor. But what we're seeing is we're not seeing a massive reduction. We're not seeing a massive like average sale price reduction. What we are seeing is you're having a 40% of the buyers have left the market because they no longer can purchase.
They got priced out.
Well, right. I mean, they're looking at something $500. Now they can afford something $300. So 40% of the buyers have left the market. Then we have 4 times the inventory basically that we had before. So that's why we're getting so... you know, a lot less showings per listing. But, you know, heck, I mean, it's still 100, 150 homes below what we normally carry. So it still is very much a seller's market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the depreciation that did happen is still kind of hanging there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're not losing. So we are expected to still appreciate this year. So buyers can take advantage of that and sellers can take advantage of that. It's just that when it was appreciating at a 30% level.
That was drastic.
People are like, wow, this is great. We're going to hang on because it's going to go up another 30% this year. year. This year, they're going to be lucky to pay their taxes. So if you add up what your taxes are and your mortgage payments, you're going to be lucky to get, you're going to come out even, right? I would venture to guess we get about 5% appreciation. So again, if you take your payments and your taxes, I don't think we're going to get more than that. There were some economists who a few months ago were looking, it's going to appreciate 20% this year. I don't think they're saying that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the amount of price reductions, we're seeing hundreds of them across our whole MLS. Now, our MLS basically is I-15 and west. It's not just the Missoula area.
Right.
Yeah.
So does appreciation go away? Like, what type of market do you have to have for your appreciation to go down? I guess what I'm saying is, am I going to be able to see more home prices come down?
Yeah, you are. Yep. So what's going to happen initially is what is basically gone, and this is happening so fast, I cannot stress this enough, because there are people out there that always hang on.
Yeah.
There are always people out there that said, well, I'm not selling unless I get my price. Well, your price is long gone at this point in time. The people who are reaching for the stars right now are likely, even with the great marketing that we have in our team, little plug there. But the fact of the matter is that even with that, we are, because we're getting less showings, we're not having them fighting in the front yard anymore, right. And just hopscotching each other. Now, we are still getting, in Sarah can attest this, we are still getting multiple offers on our listings. We are still getting more than one, but we're not getting 20, and which is great for my admin. My admin's like, oh my gosh, what did I just go through? 2,000 showings a year and 20 offers per home. So we're starting to normalize, but where you'll start seeing prices go way down, and you'll see the appreciation basically get wiped out or go to 2 or 3% a year, which
level
is what we call
out.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll just be paying your taxes every year, basically,
right.
Is when we get to about 400 to 450 homes, you really see a real slow roll in the appreciation. So it's all inventory level. That's what we have to watch together. Mm-hmm. And then we have to watch the days on market, which are now approaching 60 days. They were 6 minutes when we first started talking.
Yeah, right.
So it's 60 days on the market. So if you're sitting there and you're not doing, now I still believe, if your house isn't under contract in 15 days, I used to say 15 minutes, literally.
You're overpriced.
Yeah, you are in every sense of the word. If you don't have an offer in the first 15 days, you're overpriced. So every 15 days, it should be a price reduction until you're getting 3 to 5 showings per week. And then from there, you should be getting 1 or 2 offers from that, from that amount of showings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so with the inventory the way it is now, you obviously, like you said, you can schedule actual showings. There's not the music festival in the front yard anymore.
It's not like MMA match in the front yard, but no, it's definitely one of those things where we have removed on all of our listings what we were calling before the offer phase. That is gone now, so we're not saying, oh, we're gonna hold offers for 7 days. That's gone. Look, if we get a great offer and we don't pounce on it, we're what you call stupid. So what we're gonna do, if we get an offer we like, we're gonna really highly consider it. Of course, we're gonna pre-qualify it and make sure we always weigh what's the likelihood this thing is actually going to close?
Right.
Like, and we want it to be like 99%, or we don't want to take that offer. We don't want to take any wing and a prayers. And we're starting to see some really wacko offers coming through. Yeah.
And we've had two deals that fell apart due to financing reasons.
Yep. Yeah. So what you're seeing right now is they're pre-approved. They have a 60-day pre. We're like, literally, if the pre-approval is not from like 2 minutes ago, we're not accepting it anymore. Because we've had two sale fails, which we haven't had two sale fails in the last 12 months. And it's because the people said, yes, we are pre-approved. And their lender basically lied to us. And then what happens is they actually rerun everything, which they were too lazy to do. Mm-hmm. And they rerun everything at the interest rates, which are over 6%, and they no longer qualify for that sale price.
Right.
Yep.
Because they've been changing so much, too.
If a lender says they are pre-approved, I ran it today, and then tomorrow the rate's the same and they're no longer pre-approved, lied. That's all there is to it. So it's too damn lazy to go do their job.
Right.
Yeah.
But all it is a phone call, right?
It's just
if you already got all the information into your lender, then
there's two kinds. There's people with work ethic, and there's people without it.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Follow through.
That's exactly right. I won't name names, Bob. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, Bob.
There's a generic name we threw out there. It wasn't anybody in particular. Your name's Bob. Don't take offense to it.
Bob from ABC Bank. don't go there.
He's gonna be knocking on the door.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Lawsuit.
Well, what do we got as far as the show today? What would you like to discuss? Yes.
We're going to go over the positive aspects and like some things to look out for, which I always think is positive, mm-hmm. but also some great ways that you can take advantage of this. We're going to look at it from buyer perspective, seller perspective, and agent perspective, because mm-hmm. we're all about training agents here on the team and helping people succeed in real estate. So we're just going to look at it from multiple angles and go as long as we can before they throw me out of here.
Right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, you're thinking about selling your home but not sure where you're going to move? If your home sells faster than you can find a new one? Hey, Sean Hannity here, and as an active investor, I know all about the stresses of selling a home so you can have the capital to buy your new home. There is a solution. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, you want to work with an agent that has helped thousands of families buy and sell and understands the market so that no seller has been left without a home. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. Now, don't let the best seller's market in decades pass you by. Make the smart move. Get the options to put the most money in your pocket.
Look, the only thing more expensive than hiring an expert is hiring an amateur. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice.
Call Jason at 552-4443.
Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we're talking about positivity again today as far as the
market. We are always positive up in here.
Yeah, always look on the bright side.
It's like when I started in real estate, we were just coming out of this whole foreclosure debacle, you know?
All the 2008 thing?
Yeah, and what everybody needs to know is, and there's so many people out there like, you know, in many ways, I am a conspiracy theorist. However, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I question everything.
The tinfoil hats.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I don't have any of those, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do have lots of camo face masks. But anyways, but definitely, as Sarah will attest to, because my wife Sarah in studio, for those who's tuning in right now, she's making sure she's my filter.
Right.
Yeah.
She's over here.
She does keep smacking me. I'm sore.
Stepping on his toes.
I'm writing stuff down. I'm like, can I say this on the air? And she's poof, whaps me there in the left side. Yeah. So, but it's not, and it's not going to be at all 2008, 9, no. 10, 11, 12. It isn't.
I've never seen anything like that.
Why? Because people had to put money down this time around. Mm. People actually had to qualify for a loan versus if they had a heartbeat or could fog a mirror. And sometimes not even, kind of like the people that vote for one party, they're not always alive.
Not necessarily alive, right.
Yeah,
right.
So, Sarah just whacked me. You know it's true. Every time I say something true, she hits me. but the fact of the matter is, and if, let's talk about that for the rest of the show. No, but the fact is, it's not that. And the differences are everybody has equity right now.
Right.
So question, if it went up 50%, the values in the last two years, right? So if you had a $300,000 home, maybe it's worth $450,000 to $500,000 right now, basically is what I mean, right? So it's like, well, you know, okay, the prices come down 5%. Are you still winning? Yeah.
You're still, because you're up.
I'll do that math for you if you want. Sarah's really smart.
I'm just picturing bar graphs in my head.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is that why I saw smoke?
Still winning.
I was smoking too. Yeah.
A gerbil.
Sarah did the math. Yeah. Sarah's the analytical in the family. Thank God we have one. I'd be dead long ago. But that the fact of the matter is, it isn't that, because we're starting with way low inventory, is mm-hmm. where we started, you know, 50, 60 in the whole county. Like, hello, right? SFRs, single family residences. And then the other thing too is we're not having mortgage defaults. That was what drove that market down,
that
was a massive inventory. And so at best, or at worst, I guess for some people, we're going to get up to pre-COVID inventory levels. We're not going to see like 800 or 900 like we did way back then.
Yeah.
There was like 3 or 4 years worth of inventory back then, and it took that long to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I like that? Yes, because I would invest and I would buy a bunch of rentals and everything like that. But at the end of the day, people who are waiting for that to happen are sorely mistaken. That will not happen. Now, you know, short of a nuclear war, but then it won't matter anyway, right?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
You know. It'll be Mad Max.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They test the cockroach method. Maybe they can make it. But the fact of the matter is that's not even close to what's happening. This is a market correction because we had runaway prices. So this is just going to simply be a correction. We're going to get back to a normal amount of inventory, and we're going to return to a normal market. Now, why are we having less showings right now? More inventory, less buyers can qualify. So less buyers spread out over looking at more homes means less showings per home. It's just simple math.
Yeah.
So it's not a time for anybody to panic. However, I do not believe you'll make more on your home in 3 months from now or even 1 month from now than you would today.
Right.
Fact.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be more homes on the market. There's going to be less buyers because the rates are supposed to climb up into past seven.
They're saying past seven.
Oh, yeah. Now. And some are saying nine. I'm not going there. I'm saying sevens.
But the inflation's already. I mean,
yeah, it is. But they just believe that's just what's going to happen. And it doesn't have to do with Fed rates and all that. That's not mortgage rates. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff that do that. And so if it stays around six and a quarter where we are, and I'm not a lender, but, you know, I look on the internet like everyone else. If it stays around that price, fine. You know, we're going to have lost 40% of the buyers. If it goes up more than that, we're going to lose 50 or 60. So we have to watch rates and we have to watch inventory levels and we have to watch pricing because we could go up a little bit on pricing yet still this year.
Still.
Yeah. 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 But what you're going to immediately lose is that $100,000, $150,000 on some of the offers that we've done or got on our listings. We're going to lose that initially. Now, it doesn't mean prices are dropping 150 G's. It
just means they're not climbing.
Yeah. They're just not. Yeah. It's not a stop loss situation. They're just not going to go up as fast because those crazy offers just are going to stop coming in and already have.
Right.
So, yeah.
But you're still going to see that, especially in Western Montana and Montana with the Great Migration, I guess.
Yeah, the Great Migration, although our county only climbed by 10,000 people in the last decade. So it's just a flat myth that there's all these, you know, so many of these out-of-staters.
Is it really only 10 grand?
Yeah, buddy, that's it.
Oh, I could count.
Everybody
I could count 10,000 license plates outside.
It's just
right
like
now.
How people price their home. They listen to their neighbor.
Right,
you know,
like right,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. So, does your neighbor have a real estate license? No. Do they have access to the MLS? No. Gosh, I'm telling you, they must be a super credible source. They saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So we are returning to our normal market, which is a predictable market, and we like that. Mm-hmm. We can say, you know, this year it should be 3-5%. It's just going back to normal, guys. It's not going to be crazy. We started so high with such limited inventory, it's not going to get we're not going to see the fallout of the foreclosures or the liar loans and any of that stuff come to fruition, which is great. So we should just – it's just going to be steady growth.
How does the recession affect –
Yeah, so
I mean, because we already know prices of gas,
correct? Yeah,
groceries and everything going. How does that affect mortgages?
So a recession is when we have two financial pullbacks, or basically, you know, we go down two quarters in a row. So they should be announcing the recession in July, is what all the economists that we're listening to are saying. If they do that, how's that going to affect real estate? Well, mainly it's a mental thing.
Yeah,
what affects real estate is what's my damn payment on this house?
Yeah,
I mean that's
yeah.
what affects it.
Can
right?
I afford my mortgage
correct.
And groceries?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So you're going to have, as we have been, an affordability issue. And the affordability issue, I mean, is how much does Costco cost? We talk about it 10 times on the show. How much does Costco cost? How much does Rose Hours cost? You know what I'm saying? Those are two places that I shop besides like every sporting goods store in town and online. Sarah will tell you.
In the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, but you have been beating me with Amazon deliveries the last couple weeks.
No.
Yes, you have. Just admit it.
The kids using their birthday money.
Oh, okay.
We
got this thing. When I cough, I say, beep, beep. I can't do that on the air. Yeah. So, but very rarely does Sarah beat me at Amazon deliveries.
Okay.
You know?
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas time.
No, I make the same joke with Katie. Every time I see the big Amazon semi on the interstate, I'm like, oh, look, they must be on the way to our house.
Yeah, it's so funny. The FedEx guy and the UPS guy like love us now because we resurfaced our driveway. You know, before they need a new kidney.
Rattle the fillings out of their teeth.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just it's the affordability. So when someone hears recession, people are like, oh, my gosh, everything's going to go cuckoo. Dude, it's already cuckoo.
But they're picturing like the market crash.
The sky
in the 30s.
Falling. It's not. The market's not going to crash.
No.
It's not. But again, I think over time, you're going to see less showings, less offers. And I think a normal market is when a house in the area sells for 96% of what people are asking.
Mm-hmm.
In a normal market, you see a ton more price reductions. So 96% of where you actually end up. I think we end up not lowering the average sale price by 10%. But I think truly between now and when recession is upon us, you could be losing 5-10% versus what you would get today. But again, I don't believe that the average sale price in our market, which is around 530, 535 right now. I haven't looked today, but that's about where it is. Say 530.
Ballpark.
Okay, 5.25 just to be safe, right? Because I did know we were there. I don't think we see it now at 475. I think we just see it stay right there.
Yeah.
Just don't see the appreciation happening, right? So, yeah. What else is going to happen? I really think that... again, like that 96% is the rule. Like when we have about 350 to 400 homes, you're lucky if you sell it for at what you're asking. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you know, in days on market, so the things we need to look at are how many for sale and how long are they taking to sell? So days on market back when we were in, the years 2013 all the way up until this craziness of COVID, which when did that start? 2020, December of 2019.
March of 2020.
Right. Okay. Over in the Seattle area. Yeah. We went over to Seattle a couple weeks ago, and we did not step on a hypodermic needle, which was great. And we actually had a
group.
We did see some. Yeah, we didn't step on them intentionally, but it was actually a little better than what I thought. Like I thought I was going to be in like the chop zone,
vacationing in Chad or whatever.
Chad. Yeah, that's right. But it was actually pretty fun. We stopped and got this is completely ADHD, but whatever. They expect that from me. But we stopped. There was a store called Pie. And one side was
pizza,
and the other side was pie.
That's awesome.
And I got coconut cream pie. It was fabulous.
We're on our way to ice cream, and we're like, no, we got to go.
We got to go to pie. We just drove by like pie. When I see pie, I don't care what kind of pie.
What a clever name.
Just pull right over. It was kind of cool. It was real upscale neighborhood. It was really good, and the people are super nice. So, but anyways, expecting less than asking price offers. And we're starting to see on our listings some wacky offers. Like, so there is a percentage.
When you say it like that, I picture people are like negotiating with goats and
No, that's normal. No. So what we're seeing, like we have an off-grid property in Superior. It's awesome. It's on 29 and a half acres. It's a log cabin and it's rustic. It has hydro power and, you know, but there's people coming out of the woodwork for that, believe it or not. And no pun intended, you know, because it's a log cabin. But the fact of the matter, it's in the woods. Yeah. Another crappy joke by Jason. But the fact of the matter is that we had a guy come in. I guess I really can't say what it is, but it was just super weird. Like, why would you even think in a million years, because we're still negotiating it. Mm-hmm. So why in a million years would you think that if you submitted that offer that mm-hmm. anybody in the world would even consider doing it? It's like I could never, ever ask my seller to do
such
a thing.
Was it like cash in a pickup truck or something?
It was like...
I'll give you a rusty Chevy.
No, it was 592 Beanie Babies. I won't say anything. I'm going to get hit.
So, is that your investment, Sarah?
Yes.
Now it's my
your retirement.
Childhood. It's your childhood.
Your retirement.
Sentimental.
Okay, let's talk. Okay, so five moves we've had these Beanie Babies.
Right. Right, I got you.
I've got it down to two tubs.
She's got it down to two tubs, only because she bought bigger tubs.
you're going to appreciate that someday when that's your nest egg.
Yeah. We're in trouble. So I'm probably not going to eat for a week now, I think the quality of the offers is going to go down, and I think some sellers are actually going to start looking at them because they're not getting a bunch of other ones. It used mm-hmm. to be like you were getting so many offers, you could be super picky. So I think some sellers are going to have to settle for less, and I think we start to see that happening. Which for buyers, so to talk about the positive aspect of that, buyers are going to be able to get in with VA loans again. You know, obviously I love my vets, I let as many of them hunt as I can and take as many as I can. But the fact of the matter is that for a long time, the sellers were so picky that they were like, oh, I don't want to take a VA loan, which I think is super stupid. But at the end of the day, it was happening. It's a fact. And when they said that, sometimes, not often, the VA appraisers are more stringent, mm-hmm. and therefore, you know, if there's some peeling paint or something else, and there was one, I don't even want to talk about that one VA appraiser. I think he's about 402 years old, but anyhow, we won't go there on the air. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, we had three or four sale fails last year on some VA. We got our sellers to accept the VA, explain the benefits of it, and then the appraiser comes in and buggers up the deal for no apparent reason. Ask us to pull comps for them. I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway, fact of the matter, because I'll be here for an hour and a half, and I'll end up saying his name, and it won't be good. But the fact of the matter is that I think we're going to see some more wacky offers. Therefore, some of them are going to get taken. Some VA is going to get accepted. Some FHA is going to get accepted. That hasn't happened for a while. Some RD is going to get accepted.
RDs also.
VA yesterday.
Exactly. Sarah got a VA. Now that
and under asking price.
Right over old Sarah Baker, man. If you're a buyer mm-hmm. and you want to get your deal done,
she makes it happen.
I don't even know. She's like a silent assassin. Like, I don't even know how she does it. Like, I'm like, there's no way that's going to get. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's just going to get done. I'm like, there's no way that listing agent is going to take that offer. And I don't know. Like, winking at him. Like,
what's
I don't
wrong
know what's
with FHA
on.
And the VA? And I mean,
there ain't anything wrong with it. So what a seller's looking at when they get an FHA or VA is, what's this appraiser going to say? There's 20 more things. I don't know that to be the exact number, but there's a bunch more things that a checklist on those appraisals that are not on a conforming appraisal. And of course, if they're doing cash, they're not ordering an appraisal. So our job is to figure out what's the highest risk. Of course, cash is the lowest risk. Conventional financing is the second lowest risk. Mm-hmm. Then FHA and VA and RD are kind of lumped in there. Probably FHA and VA at a little less risk than RD. Sometimes the credit scores are lower on both of those type financings, though we never really know that, but there's a potential for that. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that can be more risky. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's something that we look at. Like I said, we want to be 99% sure this dang thing's going to close for our sellers because we care deeply about it closing the first time. Also for my admin, I don't want to have them do something twice when they can just do it once.
Right.
You know, so for sure. Yeah. And then I would, I think if these rates go to 7, we lose 60% of the buyer pool. So what that means is longer days on market. So the good news for a buyer there is if you're still in the fray, the longer these things sit, the more desperate some of the sellers are going to get, so the more willing they're going to be to take your offer.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that days on market, again, and the amount of inventory we have are something we've got to really watch. So.
All right. Well, Jason, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break. Yep. We'll be back with, we have a featured property this week?
I'm telling you, I'm fixing to fall over, baby.
We got our featured property of the week coming up right after this. You listen to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice in the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we always like to do a featured image or featured property of the week. Mm-hmm. A featured property of the week this week.
That's right.
Is,
if there's a featured image, there wouldn't be a
Your image is on the website. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's scary. Camera adds 80 pounds. But anyways, that's why we're on radio. But yeah, we've got three properties. We just listed an awesome nearly 2-acre property down on 180 Little Britches in Hamilton.
Where's Little Britches?
Little Britches is south of town.
Sounds like a cute neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd want to live on Little Britches, but anyways, it's 175,000 really good lot there. Okay. And septic approval and where to place the well. Just listed this most amazing historic property. It's a 7-plex on 402 South 2nd Street West. Now this is a cash cow. If you want a rent and these rent
investment property.
Yeah, it's a great investment property, really good cash flow. It's on the National Historic Register. There's a main house that's just in, it's unbelievable when you walk in there, like the old, you know, the
is
just
like a Victorian thing?
Yeah, kind of a craftsman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And then behind it was a carriage house that they've put into a 3-plex. There's a large shop, a bunch of parking back there. And I don't know, maybe some development could be done there, but that's listed at 1.35. And again, that's a 7-plex. And then we just listed an awesome off-grid property on 2589 Thompson Creek out in Superior. I go all the way over to St. Regis, just so people didn't know that. Yeah.
If you're wondering.
That's right. Now, when you go up that road, you do play Deliverance. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's only a couple miles north of town. I don't even know why it's off grid, but it is. He's got hydropower there and a
log hydropower cabin. Work is that?
He's got a year-round creek and he's got a little. He's got a gerbil that just goes around that's trying not to drown, so it goes around and around on this thing. No, it's it just spins in the water.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a windmill, but
the
water,
old
maybe.
The old mills. Yeah,
it's like that. Yeah, it's really cool house and in this beautiful meadow and it's got four servers on both sides and that one's listed for just reduced the price on that to $549.9. So he's motivated to sell. So those are the three that I've got. We're taking a whole pile of listings I can't talk about yet because they're not on the MLS and I do obey the rules.
Okay.
But just stay tuned for those next week.
Well, and if you do want to see what you have, though, we can go to the website.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go to jasonbakerteam.com or Google us, and that has all of our information right there. And, yeah, it's just a good way. Or you can call us at 406. You have to dial that now, 552-4443.
Yeah, and as always, if you missed any of our previous shows, you can always listen to them on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. We have our very own little podcast section up there.
Isn't that wonderful? Let anyone on there.
Yeah, so if you missed any of our shows, you can go back and listen to them. And if you want to fact check Jason, go back and listen to him. Remember you said that thing that one time?
Yeah, it was totally BS.
Be good for Sarah.
Yeah, it was total BS. Yeah, Sarah, that's why she's been kicking me the whole show. That's for sure.
She'd be like, remember that time you said that one thing? Yeah, well, it's right here in the on demand section at newstalkkgvo.com. Well, Jason, as always, it's a pleasure having you in the studio. We'll see you next Sunday Funday.
Yep.
You're listening to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.